You wouldn't think that a simple trip to Menards would provide the stage for one of the more dramatic events of the summer, moments of the summer, but it was during such a trip to the store in June that a thunderstorm, somewhat similar to the one this morning, barreled into Eau Claire. It was attention-grabbing enough to hear the downpour on the metal roof of the building. But after that, I stepped outside and was standing under the overhang waiting for the downpour to subside when some jolting bolts of lightning lit up the sky and knocked out the power. Those powerful forces of nature overpowered the power grid and caused the electricity to stop. In just a matter of seconds, off went the Menards lights, the ceiling lights. It was dark. And this happened at night. Of course, even lesser forces of nature can cause the power to fail and throw everything into the dark. An unsuspecting squirrel can connect one electrical wire with a paw and another with a tail and also cause the lights to go out. Then there was that time with a snake. And that, of course, caused the greatest power outage of all. For when that snake was involved, the power went completely off. Not just for a group of stores or in a single village, but in every human heart. The snake was the disguise initially used by our arch enemy, the devil. And with that disguise, he presented the lie with which he tempted Adam and Eve to sin, the event which instantly cut off man from God. The lights went out in Eden. The heart of man became completely dark. The spiritual eyes of Adam and Eve were powerless to see God for who he is and how he operates. And left to themselves, they would have faced an eternity of darkness and destruction. The source of all power and might, however, mercifully came to them. The God of all grace immediately responded to the crisis and brought the necessary power supply directly to Adam and Eve. He reestablished the necessary connection, and he did so through the word of his mouth. God said. Right there, the Lord spoke the saving gospel to our ancestors. After what appears to have been only a matter of moments, the Lord promised that he would send his son to crush this evil serpent and to reestablish righteousness before the Father, to make complete payment for our spiritual indebtedness. He revealed that his son would serve as Savior, and by bringing them that gospel word, he reconnected them to divine power. And that's how God's word works. In Hebrews, we're told, the word of God is living and powerful. And this is one of those cases where the Greek word is actually quite easy for English speakers to understand. The Greek word is energēs. God's word is energy, the apostle says, the writer says, energetic, which means that the Bible is properly viewed as God's power source, enabling us to live. As a result of the sin which entered into the world, we were all born spiritually disconnected from this power source. We were all born into a world that is completely dark in and of itself. The big difference between having a lack of physical power, however, and lacking spiritual power is that when people lack physical energy, electricity, and so forth, they're aware of it. They can tell they can't flip on a light or turn on the TV. But the devil was so successful in wiping out spiritual understanding and awareness and energy and life that people who are spiritually in the dark don't even realize the condition that they're in. The unbelieving world is spiritually powerless, yet it thinks it knows exactly what is going on. It's the Word of God that reveals our natural spiritual darkness. And it's that Word of God which then restores spiritual light and life. Only through God's Word are we empowered to live. The Gospel, Paul says, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. God could have channeled His power, His life to us in a variety of ways, but the way He chose to make His power available to us is through His Word, His Gospel. Many people mistakenly think that they can find true knowledge and life and vitality by drawing closer to nature. Others think that they can find true energy and life by probing more deeply into their own thoughts. But God declares only the Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Those words, those familiar words, were originally written to Timothy, and most of us here today have something very wonderful in common with Timothy, namely that we too have from childhood known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise. That's a tremendous blessing and privilege to have parents who saw to it that we were brought into contact with God's Word early on, a wonderful privilege to have parents who recognize the tremendous value of Christian education. But that also means that we face a unique challenge. The challenge of not allowing ourselves to take this wonderful connection to God's Word for granted. The very same devil who initially knocked the lights out in Eden is determined to disconnect us once again from this power source, this Word of God. He tries to do this through complacency. I already know what the Bible says. Through distraction, I'm way too busy to spend any time with God's Word. Through peer pressure, I don't want to look like I'm too interested in the Bible if that's not something which is viewed as cool to my friends. Don't let him. Stay connected. Focus on the Word of God as it is brought in chapel addresses. Ponder the Scriptures as they are presented in religion and other classes. Read the Bible in private devotion. Use this power of God as you communicate with fellow students and others when you're provided with that opportunity to build others up in their faith. There's too much to be lost if we disconnect from God's Word, and there's way too much to be gained to let that connection be broken. When we stay connected to God's Word, we can draw on the power of God Himself for all of our spiritual and temporal needs. His Word illuminates the path when we're unsure where to go. His Word provides assurance and stability when that road gets rocky. And especially His Word points us to His Son, the only Savior, in whom we're given daily assurance of the forgiveness of sins, the death of death, and the assurance of eternal life. It was the scripturally charged Apostle Paul who could confidently say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." He was frequently faced with really dramatic challenges and severe difficulties, but he kept close to God's Word and was thereby empowered to face those challenges with confidence. His is a great example to follow. Whatever you face, a challenge, a goal, a new week, a new school year, do so connected to the true power source, God's Word. Whatever it is that you face, charge. We sing this morning of the power of God's Word in the form of hymn 775, the first two stanzas, hymn 775, stanzas 1 and 2.